Welcome back to HealthLink On Air. Linda Cohen here, and I'm along with my producer, Steve Marks. And joining us once again is our resident researcher and psychologist, Dr. Rich O'Neill from the Institute for Decision Excellence and Leadership. Hello. So we've got some questions this week.
Another question that
I'm so glad you're here to answer, because when I read it and we've looked at it, I thought, oh my goodness, we need Rich. So I'll take a stab at it. I'll read it for our listeners' sake, and then we'll go for it.
Okay.
My company is in the midst of layoffs, and our workforce is a mixed group of those whose jobs have been extended and those whose jobs will be ending in 3 months. There have been many tears, slammed doors, and raised voices. I really dread going to work now. I find myself counting the minutes until I can leave. What else can I do to get through the day?
Yeah, well, you know, let's start with this is a difficult emotional situation. And when people, layoffs are very difficult for people. Our sense of ourself is very tied up in our work, and it can be very difficult for us to deal with that, especially in a climate when getting a new job might not be so easy.
What's not clear from this question, I wish this person had indicated whether they were being laid off or not.
Yeah, I was sort of leaning towards they were still there and they were going to be
just
continuing.
Watching
that
the
was
layoffs.
My read.
So I assumed, they were still there, but
other
the
people
stress
aren't.
In the workplace is just too much to bear.
Okay, well, go on that premise then.
Okie doke. Well, let's talk about, first off, it's going to be emotionally difficult because you're going to be empathizing with people who are in emotional distress for good reasons, because losing your job and maybe losing your house and all of those potential things is stressful for people. So you're going to feel that empathy with their stress level. So the next question I would have is, for this person, what do they typically do to manage their stress?
Meaning the person themselves.
Yeah, this person.
What does this person do?
Right. What does this person do to manage stress for themselves? And what's happening that it's not working now? Okay. So everybody has skills for managing stress. So I wouldn't presume to tell them, look, you should, take 10 deep breaths or, count to 10 or whatever. Those kinds of things. They work, I would teach them some skills that I know if they were interested, but I would ask them, what do you typically do? And now what's happening for you that you're not able to use them now? Right? What is it about this particular situation that's too much for you? And one of the places that something that might be happening here is that this may remind the person of some other kind of difficult emotional situation. And they might not be able, they might sort of be responding to this situation as if it's something from the past for them.
That's true, but also it strikes me that in such a volatile workplace environment where layoffs are occurring, while this person, and we're assuming this person is still going to be kept on, extended, they must continue to be feeling quite vulnerable that they could be next. So that could be adding somewhat to the stress as well.
I also took it from this question that there's people, you're trying to do your job as you get through all of this, and then you're dealing with people who are crying, people who are angry, and, they say slamming doors, so you're just going into the office next door to get some work done, and they're in a horrible mood because they've got the bad news, and they're, crying, or they're slamming things around. And so I think this person's taking some of that on, feeling that...
Like feeling responsible
on
some level?
And also feeling uncomfortable all the time because you're around people you can't solve their problems.
You can't solve their problem. So, again, back to this. And don't lose your question, Linda.
Sorry about that,
but
Linda.
No,
that's
okay.
All right. But so right here then, what is it about this particular situation that makes it difficult to manage somebody who's crying? How come it's so different? Yeah. Everybody's been with somebody who's crying before.
Right.
Everybody's been with somebody who slams a door. We all have experience with that. So what is it about this situation in particular that makes it so difficult for you to manage? That would be the first kind of question I'd be asking. Now, we don't know, but it may be, as I was saying, that they are shifting to seeing it the way they did in some kind of previously difficult life situation maybe as a child, maybe in their family, there was a lot of people slamming doors and crying and distress. And if you bring in transference into a situation, you start seeing the present like the past. Okay? You actually experience yourself like you did when you were a little person. So you no longer have the skills you have as a grown-up in the present, which you developed over the years. So it may be that they've lost their skills. So one thing you can do in this situation is you can say to yourself, how is the present different from the past? To shift yourself back out of that seeing things that way and to actually seeing things in the present like they are. Like, I am not, it may have been true that the person who was slamming doors when I was a little kid was my father, and it meant he was going to beat us and he was going to go, you know, whatever. But so this person slamming doors right now is not. It's my coworker, and they're slamming doors because they're losing their job.
It doesn't have
anything to do with me personally.
Right.
Right. It's a little bit also like post-traumatic stress, you're saying.
Yeah, a little bit. Like shifting.
Be.
Yeah.
It could be.
It's a trigger to go to the past, and the job is to bring ourselves back into the present and say, how is the present different from the past? And how am I different now than I was when I was 5 or 3 or 7 or whatever it was? And then you'll have your skills again back as an adult. Once you get yourself back in the present, you can say, okay, somebody's crying. It's not my responsibility. I'm not responsible for taking care of them. It's not my job to get them a job. It's not my job to save their mortgage, et cetera, et cetera. Not my job to take care of them emotionally. My job is to do my job.
Yeah.
Difficult situation, but I think that's right on. Well, remember, if you have a question for Dr. Rich, you can write to him at hloa@upstate.edu, and we'll put yours on the air next time.